So do you remember where you were December 7th, 1941?
Yes, I do. I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, going to gunnery school.
What was your feelings and those around you when you heard that news? How did you hear it?
Oh, I believe we was having a ball game Sunday afternoon. I believe we were having a ball game, and, you know, everybody anticipated. That stuff gets around, travels around. It's talked so much as it becomes everyday old stuff. You think about it a lot, but it's talked quite a bit among people in the Air Force. And I remember back then it was the Army Air Force.
How much time after December 7th, 1941, were you then finally graduated from school?
I got all this basic stuff out of the way. Got out of ground school. I think that's ground school where I was then. Got out of ground school, then you get into training. They give you assignments, put you on a crew, and you do a lot of flying and shooting and going to school to the point where you're going to need it.
When they said you were ready as a gunner, what was your first assignment? Do you know where?
Well, I guess the big day was when you get up there in a B-17. B-17 has some big openings on the sides. They stick these 50 calibers in there, and they stick you up there and say, "Look out there, what do you see?" Well, there's another plane going along there pulling a great big sheet. I said, "See if you can hit that."
So did you have a pretty good record of hitting the sheet?
Oh, I guess I had as good as anybody else. As long as you get within a certain distance, I forget what it was, you can see where you're shooting. Every fourth bullet, I believe, is a red nose. It's a fire.
Okay.
Going out through there, you can tell where it is.
So you finished your training, and where did they send you?
From there, they sent us to South Carolina and put us with a crew, pilot, navigator, and another gunner. But only one gunner could fly at a time. I'd take time out with the other gunner. They had the range out there, and the pilot got to where he knew the range, so they didn't train much of a navigator. They didn't need him. He's just up there being subjected to a lot of stuff that didn't need to be. You know, they do go down, even in training.
Yep.
The pilot was bombing and we were shooting, and this is all at the same time.
He was bombing and you were shooting. The plane obviously carried bombs.
Yeah, this plane, we trained in the plane we used overseas. Same type plane.
What plane was that?
A-26.
Do you remember how many bombs that plane could carry?
It carried 4 500-pounders.
So while the pilot was dropping bombs...
I was shooting.
You were shooting.
Yeah.
And you were firing at other planes.
Yeah.
So you were finally the gunner of the plane. And where was that?
After we finished there in South Carolina, finished our training there, then we sat around and waited another 2 or 3 months to get overseas. They had to have all these people in the pipeline. So we went in the pipeline. And when they got need for us, why, they put us on a plane and shipped us overseas. And I'll never forget that. I was just a young kid, but I signed for an airplane up in Maine someplace. Somebody had to sign for that airplane we were going to fly over. And I had to sign for it. I said, "I don't know about that bookkeeping."
You had to sign that you took possession of the plane, is that it?
Well, yeah. Somebody had to have the name on it, yeah.
Yeah.